Galizia and Boris Herman bring you End of Watch.
Hi, good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Good morning. I feel pretty good today.
Out of 10, 0 to 10?
7.5.
Yesterday you said 8.
Yeah, I have a little headache coming up.
Oh. Maybe a lack of some of the usual drugs, caffeine, sugar.
Yeah, or a bit of lack of sun.
Yeah, so we could speak about paradox. Because we are out in the nature, but we don't see the sun. That's one of the paradoxes. The other one we talked about was we are away from everyone as far as you could possibly be.
Yeah, but we have more contact.
You're saying you have more contact with your family than ever.
Yeah. Some people say to me, oh, I wish you go back on the boat because then we speak a bit more.
So, good. Just to explain why we record this, we had the idea yesterday to do like a podcast or just a recording for us if it's fun. We could call it End of Watch.
End of Watch?
Yes, your watch is at the end now.
Yes, End of Watch. Actually, I'm over time already.
We are even extending it a bit because I was so slow having my little coffee and breakfast.
Yeah,
I woke up really rusty from this watch.
Yeah, how come?
You guys were sending it like crazy. And I was like lying on my back in the poof and like afraid that the poof or the kind of polyester little balls would go to one side. So I tried to not move.
Yeah.
And then I got super stiff.
So how is your... I was wondering, how is your routine looking like when you go to bed?
Trying to flatten the poof and kind of throw, kind of, you know, jump on it to be like flat, like a frog.
Yeah.
With all the four extremities away.
And do you jump from like the back, like the foot end, or you jump from the middle?
No, from the foot side. I kind of throw myself into it.
So it's kind of a big landing.
Yeah, not so big. I mean, I wish it would be a bit more spectacular. It's just like a discreet, like shy kind of hiding in my bunk gesture, you know. Like.
And you have some padding, I have to say.
Padding?
Yeah.
You do? Or?
No. So if I look at say the other four crew members, you seems to be a little bit different in the setup when sleeping.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because for me, what we see is you sail and then with exactly the same clothing, you jump into the bed.
That's true, actually. I never noticed.
And then you're always cold when you come out of the bunk.
No, I cold for like 1 minute. Now I'm fine. Because
yeah.
There's actually behind this gray sky, there's some sun.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
We
have north wind and the sea is 10 degrees, so we have probably... It's livable with a jumper in here.
Yeah.
So that is pretty rare in the Southern Ocean. So I was coming out of the bunk, and it's a paradox again. You're like semi-sweaty from this too warm poof, which doesn't
three
really
layers
freeze.
And three layers sleeping bag, waterproof one.
And then you're a little bit cold coming out because you're sweaty. Doesn't sound so nice, I know, but we confront you with this reality. That's how it is on the boat.
Yeah. Are you all the way tucked in the sleeping bag?
No, it's not close, and I just put it over me, and sometimes a knee or a foot would stick out.
Yeah, that's what we see. Yeah.
Antoine explained me the theory that you should have a temperature gradient, and then it keeps your blood circulation better overnight. Like if your knee or leg sticks
really?
Out.
Yeah, really?
It was Antoine's idea.
Oh, wow. But,
you can learn stuff for your life.
Everything. Like, I take off all the layers. I only have my thermos, and I even take my socks off. I have special bed socks.
I have this habit of not taking anything off because coming back into like damp clothing is really the most uncomfortable thing I can imagine.
Yeah. But I put my clothing in my sleeping bag.
Ah, that's smart. Okay, but if you
like, I warm it up so I have like a three warm socks.
If you would hang your socks like
here,
they would feel damp, and that's quite pretty disgusting.
And cold.
Cold, damp. You know, this, we are all wearing this Salopette mid layer.
Yeah.
Musto, HPX, whatever.
Yeah, HPX.
It's Gore-Tex. Like, it's a breathable.
It's so
a breathable trousers.
And like they have a zip on the bum.
Looks a bit like ski trousers.
Yeah. And I've. What size do you have?
XL or L.
XL,
I think.
I have size L. It's a little bit too big, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's super good.
And I have a memory of being here in the Southern Ocean with. My friend Ryan, on Neutrogena, we do the Barcelona World Race, and I take this salopette off, and I hang it next to the bank, and when I come back out, there was so much moisture in the air that this soft part here on the shoulder was like impregnated with water. And I could like, you know, I could squeeze the water out.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I used some like kitchen paper towel and put it under my shoulder on the jumper when I put on this mid layer.
Yeah. I think that's something for the feedback list, that the kitchen towel.
More kitchen towel.
Yeah, and more layers. And the same with the toilet paper.
Ah, better quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are we saving, huh? I think we could make savings in other places.
Yeah. I mean, that's the basics.
Okay. Is Lorenz gonna do our supplies again?
Yeah. I put it on the list. He did amazing.
He did such an amazing job.
Yeah.
He came over a friend of ours, Arno. Through Arno. And he's very discreet.
Yeah, man. But he works like an animal. He works super well.
So smart also. Doing a really amazing job.
I have to say, when I look at your food bag, so every day we have the daily food bags. And I look a little bit in the food bags and you...
In mine in particular?
Yeah.
Why?
You have so much chocolate and pate.
Yeah, and I don't like the chocolate. I like just put all the chocolate away to the popular space.
Yeah, the free food show.
That Lorenz, next stop over, let's go to like usual brands chocolate, you know, like well-known brands.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know what happened. You have the vegan stuff.
We don't need to be vegan with the chocolate. If anywhere you want not to be vegan, I would say it's probably chocolate.
It's really chocolate, yeah.
Chocolate and cheese. Everything else can be vegan for me. Vegan meat, vegan milk. But come on, the chocolate?
Yeah, it's a bit extreme. But I have to say, I think that the vegan chocolate was meant for me, but I tasted it a little bit from your side and it's disgusting, so I leave it like it is.
It's impossible. Also, it is, to make it even worse, I have basically only one type, which is sea salt chocolate.
From what brand?
This vegan brand.
Really?
And the sea salt crystals give it a little bit of crunchiness.
Yeah.
But the chocolate doesn't really fit to that because the chocolate is so soft and like really not crunchy at all. It's not like nice chocolate. It's like something wrong with it. There's something
wrong. But it's good or it's bad chocolate?
No,
it's good chocolate.
Really bad. Yeah, so I think...
I think this stuff. From Lindt.
Lindt
this
actually...
This is so good. This is with a bit of caramel.
I remember at the time a friend of mine was working at Lindt when we did the Barcelona World Race.
Would you like a little piece?
No, thank you.
I'll eat a little piece.
We got like 1 kilo of Lindt for the 100 days trip. So every 10 days we had one tablet of 100 grams for two. That was more self-torture than anything.
That's bad.
So what else is going on here?
We were talking about the paradox. Remember?
Yeah.
Like being out here, like pretty remote. I mean, we're pretty far south, 46, and still you don't feel so. Do you feel alone? I don't feel so alone.
Solo? Lonely?
No, I don't feel so lonely.
I am very ambivalent, ambiguous, I don't know what the right word is. I'm very split, you know, I enjoy so much being with you guys. But I'm kind of, I have this scared, I have this fear in my neck thinking about the Vendée Globe and the loneliness that is going to confront me then. And it's like, you know, that pollutes a little bit the joy of being here because there's this kind of terrible vision of this time when I'm just going to be in this darkness of loneliness.
Yeah.
And so that's...
So how would you feel if you can solve the problem?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Like, how would you feel?
I mean, if I could... I think, it's a really profound challenge to be happy in the moment in something that's really not so natural for you, like... even on a smaller scale now here, I'm not as happy as I wish I was. Yeah. You know, I find it quite paradoxical. Probably people follow us and they think, oh wow, amazing, the ocean race, we want to do that. This boat looks so cool, we want to be professional sailors, etc.
But I think they romanticize it a little bit too.
Me, but myself, the same, you know, I dedicated all my life to this, really trying to do this. And then now here, I'm not like ecstatic every day. But I think I'm almost we should be, you know. It's like
no, but I think if you put so much pressure that you say to yourself that you should be because other people want to be here, whatever. I think that's maybe
no,
it's
not maybe what I didn't express myself right, but I remember one sailor, he has died, Magnus Olsen, you know, a Volvo Ocean sailor. Every picture or video came from him. He had this massive smile.
Yeah.
Even when he broke ribs and he needed to lie in the bunk for days, he was just laughing from his bunk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is how I would like to be. A little bit more. And I force myself in the morning to smile a little bit.
Oh, that's good. But it's fake it until you make it. You know, if you smile, that your brain makes endorphin and that you really feel happy.
I believe in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can...
Alex Thompson told me this technique.
Yeah.
He actually told it in a public speech and I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to do it sometimes. Also, I want to
kind of... And it's a mirror effect too. If you smile like crazy, you will see... you will
I'm
see.
Just smiling at you.
Yeah.
Like you a bit...
But you will see other people will smile back. If you look very sad.
Exactly. Look, you know, Will
it's
was
same
touched.
With babies, right?
Yeah.
If you cry, a baby will cry. If you smile.
Yeah. No, Will touches my foot to wake me up usually. That's the routine. Every 4 hours. No, every, 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's also a paradox. We never see each other, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, all together at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just to explain. Will wakes me up and I put my quick smile on, come out very quickly.
That is so funny.
And then we basically, he's looking at me a bit grumpy. I think, okay, don't talk too much, but 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. And then he drum back to the bank.
Yeah.
Which, well, I mean, we have all the essential information, but it couldn't be less personal. You know?
Yeah. There's not much of a chit chat.
No, that's why we started this podcast. Yeah. I mean, I'm very thankful. You lent me this time, which is already your off watch. We shouldn't stretch it too much. but I'm very, very thankful because I'm a little bit like...
No, but it's good to have a little bit of connection, you know? It was funny what you said yesterday. Imagine doing Van de Glo. And you said, like, woman, they have a certain amount... Oh, it was Women's Day yesterday.
Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, thanks. Well, maybe in the trade market, you guys can be a little bit nice to me, you know?
What
a little celebration. We should do that today,
yes.
I find.
What does Women's Day mean to you?
Well, to be honest, I find every day, on the boat, for me, every day is Women's Day.
Yeah.
I find really good. But as well, that you see that I feel very... For me, it's normal to sail around the world with you guys and to live in a small space. But I realize so much it's for some woman or some cultures not normal at all. It's the weirdest thing on earth. Doing this, and I see that there's so much difference, and I see that we're going into the right direction, right?
Yeah, I think there could be no kind of rougher, male-dominated, historically, seafarers were all men, they were all with their rough, like, routines, not female.
No, I'm not really tolerant.
Not tolerant. Women were bad luck.
What's
in part of seafaring history, having a woman on board meant bad luck.
Oh, wow.
And that's why one explorer lady, I forgot her name, she dressed like a man.
Yeah.
And then on a trip, a really long trip, I think it was a trip around the world, only like halfway through the trip, it got discovered that she was actually a woman.
Really?
She managed to hide it, the fact that she was
a woman. But I think it says something. And nowadays it's so different than if I see like this setup we have now. It's so different than maybe 100 years ago. You guys are so much more tolerant. But I have to say, at the beginning of my sailing career, sometimes I got kicked out of boats because they found out I was a woman.
No, I think today there would be no difference. Hello, Antoine.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, he's coming.
We were wondering, what are your working times?
Yeah, your working time.
6 to 2.
Nice, so you're off. You know what Boris just told us? That when he wakes up, he feels a little bit like grumpy. And then he puts like a fake smile. He's like practicing the fake smile. And then when he comes on watch, he looks like super happy.
But actually just chatting a little bit makes me quite happy always, or gives me some smile.
Yeah, that's good.
I need a bit of conversation.
Yeah,
but that's what I was saying.
It's a very woman thing, huh?
Yeah, but that's what I was saying about the words, you know, that you said, like,
and, you know,
a woman needs 40,000 words or something.
Exactly. Speaking about Women's Day, it's a really chauvinist saying.
Yeah.
Like, in the evening, if your, like, wife and her friend are still chatting, you say, they need to get rid of their, like, 24,000 words a day.
Yeah,
otherwise,
they
cannot go to sleep. But I'm the same.
I think you are double.
I have that.
You're double in 4 hours.
Plus on WhatsApp, you know. Malizia Radio, you know?
Malizia Radio.
And we play some song and then we continue chatting.
Yeah.
But I really like to suggest the jingle. You know, you were singing this morning and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I was just making some. We should sing. You know, Shackleton, Sir Ernest Shackleton, made this amazing discovery voyage to the south.
Yeah.
With his sailing boat, they went in the ice, the boat broke, etc.
You always know these historical things, huh? You're like a book.
Yeah, I read a book about Shackleton because it's an amazing story and someone recommended me to read this book. And so it's called The Management Techniques of Sir Ernest Shackleton. It's also, for someone like you, a psychologist, it's also interesting.
Okay.
The crossover, you know, of like team building, psychology and expedition and adventure.
Yeah.
Really, really cool book. It has like 15.
Sounds like what we have in real on the boat here.
It has like 15 chapters and explaining what he's done. So one thing was, how does he recruit people for the team? He put an ad in the Times in London or in England, and it was saying like, you don't earn anything, you're likely to risk your life, but if we succeed, you're famous forever or something like this. So then people showed up and he just made them do one test if they could shout any song really loud, singing, like give everything, you know, really loud, screaming loud, whatever it was. They needed to know one song, otherwise they failed. So then those people got into the second round of the assessment center of Sir Ernest Shackleton. So he
you
said,
would score pretty well.
Well, I don't know any song, but I could just
You're suggesting often, okay, guys, let's go outside and let's scream.
Well, that's why I say it. It comes from this book, the idea, because Shackleton said he didn't lose one man in this expedition, and they survived on the ice.
Yeah.
And he said they survived because we were singing together every day.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
For half an hour, really loud singing, and, you know, so many probably hormones or endorphins or whatever get thrown out. It makes you survive.
I think this is a good one. I think we should follow up on this. So maybe we have even listeners who can suggest some songs.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good rounding up of this first episode.
And it can be on German, French,
we have to find a
Dutch,
song.
Yeah. English.
We have to find one song that we not very musically talented people here.
But we have music instruments.
I'm just assuming.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, that's
over
a nice one.
The rainbow.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was dancing in the cockpit last night.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck?
I was like, he must be asleep. I looked, I was like, his eyes are closed. And I have my headphones on.
I saw it,
Averaging.
You like it? You enjoy it?
I loved it. 26 knots averaging. I was like, bye-bye, boys. It's Women's Day. Woo!
Really amazing, Rosie, how you're coping with all this here. You're really strong mentally, Antoine, and me, we are one level below you.
Yeah.
Well,
like mental strength to just take it easy. You seem like doing it very lightly, and you know, like you're happy and standing there shouting, singing a bit.
Yeah, but I think as well the people you're surrounded by.
Yeah.
I mean, I think on this boat we have such a super calm vibe. Yeah, everyone is pretty easygoing. We do our thing. I mean, we sail fast in this in this podcast. We sailed average 24.5 knots.
And the podcast, what a nice mind break, because we basically forgot to think about sailing, which we shouldn't admit publicly. We just disclose this secretly.
I was eyeballing the speed a little bit, Boris, I have to say.
Where? Because it's not shown anywhere, if you're honest.
Busted.
Now I unveiled.
Yeah, busted.
We feel it. We're sitting here with the feet. You can feel when the boat launches off. Just before the podcast, we had a big alarm, the biggest foil alarm in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Big lift. I was to say one more thing, but I forgot.
But I think you're almost on your 40,000 words already.
Ah, yeah, super good. Ah, yeah, yeah, I remember now. Yesterday you started asking me how I feel between 0 and 10. And then I asked later Antoine, Nico and Will. And Will was 9, Antoine 7 and Nico 8. I hope they allow me to disclose this.
Yeah.
It's not too private, but that's actually a good idea to check in a little bit. And your sense...
I've done this to myself for 2 years when I had a burnout 4 years ago. I did for 2 years. I asked it every day.
And yourself?
Yeah. Oh. And people around me, and it's really helping.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm a 10 every day on land.
Yeah.
But on a boat, for me, I have to say, it's a bit more complicated. I'm not a professional sailor like you guys. And I need to really find the rhythm. And I think I'm getting there, slowly by slowly. I think in 2 weeks, I will be 10.
But we can make it a bit of a process too, to make sure like every day and that you understand why you feel 7 now and why on land.
No, but I know exactly. It's just that it's hard and I've been a bit sick and I've gotten to do another job than you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Antoine's role is really, really challenging and a big admiration that you are so courageous to stick with this and not like jump off in Cabo Verde and say, fuck you guys, stay home.
I will finish all the legs. For sure.
That will be the biggest achievement ever.
Yes.
Like the toughest job on earth.
Yes, I think so too.
And yesterday I received lots of positive messages from our drone and our talk.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it more.
So cool.
Yeah, we can slowly ramp it up the level of excitement for this drone show.
Let's continue. Good vibes.
Okay, so say some final cheers to our dear listeners.
Cheers!
Cheers, guys! It was a pleasure again, Boris, Antoine. I wish you a very good off watch, and I'm gonna jump in my bed.
Nice.
A last anecdote. Parenthesis: the title off watch, end of watch. So tell us, we want feedback, right?
Yeah, but
so.
I really like end of watch because it's always the end of my watch.
It sounds so cool, end of watch.
Yeah, end of watch.
You know, I don't know, it resonates in my inner ear.
And it's a paradox as well, because we are never there's never an end of your watch.
Yeah, we wake you up anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So you're never off. We are 40 days on.
It's not that you could just sleep for hours, we wake you up if we change a sail or...
Actually, there's no Sunday, you know, there's no recovery day.
Maybe we should introduce that. No, but end of watch has a special sound to it in my ear, because it's a movie. About like cops in LA in a really rough environment, and it's like a movie I watched in a good time in my life. I really like the memory and the emotions associated with it. So end of watch is like tough and something I like it, but we want your feedback anyway.
I really like it.
What should we chat about, what do you want to know more about the boat, about Antoine and Ozzy.
I have one more thing.
We
should do I think we should do a Friday evening celebration. So today we celebrate Women's Day because you guys forgot a little bit yesterday, you know, no blames.
I told you it's every day for me.
Yeah.
It's not only yesterday and tomorrow, it's every day.
Every day. Well, but today we're going to celebrate it and then do like Friday evening, because I sometimes feel a little bit fear of missing out, you know.
FOMO,
a little bit, the party on land. I think we have a party on the boat. I bring my disco ball and everyone can bring one attribute and then we do a little party.
Yeah.
I bring the music.
And we sing a bit. Let's put some songs in your playlist. People can send you with MP3 on WhatsApp that are especially good for singing.
Yes.
Like Over the Rainbow could be like, if we have the song on the boombox, then we just sing it along.
Yeah.
Sing along with it.
Alright.
And it can be any language.
English is easy.
English is easy.
English is easy.
Our common language.
But I found like the German on the beer fest. Like you have this beer fest songs, right? It's pretty.
I don't know about it. I have never been to Bavaria, not during beer fest.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not.
Okay, suggestions are good. Yeah, let's do that.
Cool, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you soon.
Okay.